T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Hey!
Where did Tony get those roses from? He's just like throwing, he's just like throwing roses around.
He's got roses in his teeth.
And Chris Ello.
I mean, you can't be giving up when your team's in a playoff spot. Yeah. That's just dumb.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Did Cody Bellinger just save the Dodgers season? We'll find out. 5-5, bottom of the eighth inning in L.A. Bellinger with a clutch 3-run homer to tie things up in Game 3 of the NLCS. We have another hour to go. I have a feeling we might be able to get home and watch the end of this game, Tony. Started at 2 o'clock, but hey, it's baseball.
that's crazy.
The people who wanted to go to the Dodger game and then the Laker game tonight...
They're probably going to
be arriving late at the Laker game.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is only a few miles away. But, of course, we know in L.A. a few miles can mean a few hours. We've got 1 hour left on our get-together for this evening. And still some fun stuff to come. We'll have our American League West recap. Take a look at some of the dumb picks we made in that division before the season started. That's coming up. Also, we will have... a look at the Ben Simmons soap opera in Philadelphia, which took a kind of a strange turn for the worse today. We'll talk about that. But right now, it is time for Tony to defend his championship in something we like to call Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it... Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Every time I hear that, I cringe.
Right now!
On 97.3 The Fan!
Right now!
I think you did a pretty good job on that.
I think you did.
You've
too.
Got a future
Thank
in
you.
Game show hosting, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks.
All right, you can play along with the guys here, and the way the game works is there is a certain number of correct answers in this category. Guys will rotate back and forth in terms of trying to come up with the correct answers, and whoever gets the most wins, unless one of the contestants gets 3 wrong answers or repeats an answer, which doesn't happen because they write them down.
I thought we can't...
Yes, on this game, you can write them down.
I think that was that one specific game.
Maybe there was one specific game I didn't
You hadn't won in forever, and he was trying to help you out. So,
is that what it was?
That's how I remember it.
All right, so you can play along. There are 9 correct answers in today's category. If you guys were paying attention to last week, you should know that last week we did NFL franchises that have moved.
Yes.
Guess what we're doing today?
Baseball.
NBA.
Major League Baseball franchises that have moved.
I got no shot at this. There's
They've been around since like 1850.
I think NBA, well, none of them moved out in 1850. It's only in the modern era, so no good. Nobody go
when
back.
When does the modern era start?
In 1900s.
Okay.
You know, but don't, yeah, anything that happened before 1900 doesn't apply here. Baseball franchises where you need to name where they currently are, the current team, and then you don't have to name where they moved from.
Oh,
you just
okay.
have to know that they moved. Mookie Betts just came through with a double, scored Chris Taylor. Dodgers have now taken the lead.
What was that about those people
six
in
to
Atlanta?
Five.
Talking about how they can't believe that people don't think that the series is over.
That was kind of silly. That was kind of silly. Four-run rally for the Dodgers, still batting and now leading 6-5 in L.A. in Game 3. What a turnaround that has been. All right, so there's the category. Tony, I'll let you choose because last week Scraby went first, and he chose to go first, and that ended up costing him because he struck out before you had a chance to strike out. Would you like to select first or have Scraby select first and thereby be in a position to strike out again?
Scraby opened up a whole new strategy for me last week, so I would like him to go first.
Uh-huh. All right. Scraby, you get the first choice. There are nine baseball franchises that have changed locations from where they originally were. I do want to just say that don't guess the Marlins. Because even though they went from being the Florida Marlins to the Miami Marlins, they didn't go anywhere.
You know,
so I'm just throwing that in as an aside.
Because the Angels have changed their name like nine times. So
I didn't say anything else about the Angels.
Ooh.
All right, you're up, Scraby. Who do you want to go with?
I want to go with the Dodgers.
Dodgers moved from
Brooklyn.
Very good. One for Scraby. All right, the game always starts out a little easier, then it gets tougher as some of the teams are eliminated. Tony Gwynn Jr., name a franchise that has moved in Major League Baseball.
The Expos / Nationals.
The Expos / Nationals. Is that true? Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Very good. Tony Gwynn Jr. is on the board. It is 1-1.
I will guess the other team that I know from New York. The New York Giants.
New York Giants became San Francisco.
And now that's it.
Scraby's up 2-1. And you're right, Scraby. Angels doesn't count. I just thought I'd catch
you. Who'd you just guess?
Giants.
He's guessed the Dodgers and the Giants. You guessed the Nationals, who were originally the Expos. Correct. So 2-1 in favor of Scraby.
How about Tony's up. The Braves?
Braves, very good one, Tony. Originally the Boston Braves, which a lot of people don't remember. They also were the Milwaukee Braves before becoming the Atlanta Braves, which I think happened in the mid-60s. So we are tied at 2. There are 5 correct answers left. They are getting more difficult, however.
You're telling me.
And Scraby, neither person has a strike, but Scraby, it is your turn, thanks to Tony's strategy of having you pick first.
Okay, let me do this in my head.
Do it in your head.
I'm trying to look geographically around the country.
Mm-hmm. Good thing about the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
No time limit.
We
no,
love to
is.
Hear you
there
sweat
is. There
and
is.
Stress it out.
There is.
All right, well, the show's over at 7 o'clock, yes. So yes, there is a time limit in that regard. Who has moved? There's 5 teams left.
There's 5 teams left, and 5 teams have moved in their lifetime.
That is right.
I'm just going to throw out an old team.
Go ahead and throw out the old team.
The Phillies.
The Phillies moved from
New York. Really?
No. They've always been the Philadelphia Phillies.
Tony just gave me the
Scraby
look.
Gets
like,
a strike.
Yeah, he's got one.
Well, too bad you guessed it, because now he won't have to guess it. Philadelphia Phillies,
this
original.
Tough.
Unless they moved, like I said, don't. I know people are going to write in. Oh no, the Phillies were the
because the Portsmouth Reading Killers were.
Yeah, no, after 1900. All right, Tony, chance to take the lead here.
How about the Orioles?
That's a good one. Not a lot of people know that they originally were. Do you know?
Highlanders.
The St. Louis Browns.
Browns. Yes.
The St. Louis Browns became the Baltimore Orioles in 1953. And Tony Gwynn Jr. now takes the lead 3-2. Scraby is in dire need of getting one correct here. Got four possibilities left, Scraby.
The pressure begins to mount.
Yes. Teams that have moved. Major League Baseball.
I mean...
Oh.
Can't be the Cubs. What about the St. Louis Cardinals?
You asking me? Or are
I'm
you telling
just
me?
Throwing it out there.
St. Louis Cardinals. From...
St. Louis?
Yeah, that's where they're from. St. Louis Cardinals. Pretty original franchise.
I knew it. I shouldn't have gone with that.
Strike two to Scraby, and now Tony can gain an insurmountable lead. There are four correct answers left. Tony, do you have one?
I think I have one more.
Okay.
How about the Athletics?
Yeah, Scraby, I'm surprised you didn't get that one.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I forgot they played in Philly.
And Kansas City.
They were I was going to say them, but I was like, no, they've always been the A's in Oakland.
No, they haven't. So Tony now leads 4-2. There are three correct answers left. The odds of Scraby getting all three without striking out would be
I'd rather go play
somewhat monumental.
I'd rather play the Mega Millions.
I was going to give you a clue here, but I think that would almost, I think it would give one or two of them away, so I'm not going to give you a clue.
All
I'm
right.
just going to let you die a slow, painful death.
Thank you.
Tony's not even going to have to come up with another one, I don't think. There's three answers left. Scraby, you need to get them all. So that means you got to start with this one. By the way, Dodgers did not score again. They're going to the top of the ninth with L.A. now ahead 6-5 over Atlanta, thanks to a four-run rally in the bottom of the eighth.
Can't even think of a team right now.
Can't even think of a real, like a Major League Baseball team.
What about, what about the Texas Rangers?
The Texas Rangers from?
Texas.
Under the category of even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while, enter the Texas Rangers as a correct answer.
Whoa!
They were originally the Washington Senators.
Really?
Moved to Texas 1973, two, somewhere around there. So Scraby gets one. It's 4-3, and Tony hasn't wrapped this up yet. And there's only two correct answers left, Tony. Baseball
yeah.
teams that have moved.
How about... Does the Pilots going to Milwaukee count?
I don't see why it wouldn't. Does mean that the Brewers originated as the Seattle Pilots for one season in 1969, and then the next year became the Milwaukee Brewers, and that is five, and that is enough. And Tony Gwynn Jr. maintains his hold on the Fantabulous Game Show title.
No shot at that.
You know what? I don't even feel good about dancing on this one because that was a hard subject.
Really tough.
It was really tough.
Yeah.
That one,
I barely you know how sometimes Chris will stall by, like, just when we're playing Chris versus the Fan?
Yeah.
That kind of conversation you guys were having gave me just a second longer to come up with the Pilots because I was really fresh out of gas.
I had no idea. I like that name, those Seattle Pilots.
Seattle Pilots played for only 1 year. They had blue hats with a yellow S on them, and then underneath the yellow S, a la, you know, a ship or an admiral or something, they had two yellow lines under the S of their hats. I always remember
their hats
that.
Were pretty sweet, actually.
Not bad. But that's it. Yeah, Tony wins it. There's one other team that moved for those playing along out there, and that would be the Minnesota Twins, who, like
no
the Texas
way.
Rangers,
they were the Senators.
Were also the Washington
what the
Senators.
Heck? I was going to say the Twins too, but I was like, if their names are Twins, they have to be from Minnesota.
Well, they changed their name when they moved. Yes, the Twins were originally the Washington Senators. The Texas Rangers were also originally the Washington Senators. Two different
Can
franchises.
They get another name? The Senators? Jeez.
Yes, people. They do. They came up with one this time. The Washington Nationals.
Which,
very good question, Scraby, as usual.
No. I meant that on purpose.
And they come up with another name.
When the Nationals became the Nationals, was there like a kind of, was there a big five somewhere going, is that a stupid name?
There were some people who thought they should be the Senators again. I know there was a support for that, but they decided to change it up this time. All right, so Tony wins 5-3. Good game, you guys.
Good game, Scraby. That was a good game.
Send all complaints
to
Scraby.
That was one of our more competitive games right there.
That was a hard one.
Yeah.
That was a hard one. I think NBA would be almost impossible.
Yeah.
We could try it, but I don't know that anybody would be able to do that one. I mean, the Rochester Royals became eventually the
Warriors.
Sacramento Kings now. Yep. Yeah, that would be a really tough
Warriors. Right. Yep, Sacramento Kings. That's
the Lakers would qualify, right?
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Minneapolis. Yeah.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, there'd be a ton of them. But that I think NBA might be too difficult. We'll do another game show next Tuesday night, see if Scraby can get back in the win column.
Probably
or
not.
In the win column, I think would be a better way to explain it. Kenley Jansen begins the ninth inning with a 6-5 lead. We check some traffic, and then we'll come back, let you know what's going on in L.A., as Gwen and Chris continues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
6:21 here on Gwen and Chris. Happy hour. Dodgers two strikes away from getting their first win of this series. And it could be a huge turning point after really being down all game. 5-2 going into that eighth inning. Cody Bellinger ties it with a three-run homer. Of course, Mookie Betts gives them the lead. And now they, as opposed to being down 3-0 in this series, one game away from elimination, they could be right back in the same spot they were after three games in last year's NLCS, in which they came back to win. It would be a miraculous comeback in terms of what it felt like was about to happen and what has actually happened. I'm still waiting for the clip to see them show a video of Dodger fans trying to get back into the stadium after they showed all of them flooding the parking lot to get out of there, Chris.
Well, they're too busy showing shots of the shell-shocked Braves right now, and I know the Braves are going to say all the right things after this game. Well, we still lead the series 2-1. It's still our series. You know, we're still in control. Don't believe it. The Braves know they're done. I mean, honestly, you look at the looks on their faces, Tony. I mean, they know they just had this thing ripped away from them. They were going to go up 3-0, and now the momentum is squarely on the Dodgers' side. And they're back in the series. They're one out away from it as Jansen works to Duvall with two outs in the ninth. But you look at the looks on the Braves' faces. This looks like a team looks in an elimination game, right? When they're just about to go out and the series is over.
The Garve!
Hey, the Garve makes an appearance on the screen there. But
you know, it,
don't they look like that? The Braves look like this is game seven and their season's over right here.
The interesting part
is, I don't know how they're going to recover from this.
The only one that doesn't look like that is Adam Duvall, who's in the box. And he does have a chance to tie it up with one swing.
He does. He's a home run guy.
But everybody in the dugout looks like they just got their heart ripped out from under them.
Yeah, and now Adam Duvall can join them because he struck out and the game is over. And the Dodgers have won it 6-5.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, every day is a new day, et cetera. Your momentum's only as good as the next day's starting pitcher. There are a lot of phrases out there. And I know the Braves, I guarantee you, everything the Braves will say will be, well, we're still up 2-1. We're in good shape. They're not in good shape. I mean, honestly, as the Dodgers run off the field and the Braves mope back to the clubhouse, it does look like kind of game seven, like the series is over.
It does.
Even though the Dodgers are losing the series, it seems like they're in pretty good shape.
I think that's the first time the Dodgers have ever come back from three runs down after seven innings in a playoff game. So,
yeah, well, that was a big strike right there. I mean,
huge.
Honestly, Honestly, if you're the Braves, you would have rather lost that game 10-0 and then just said, okay, we'll get them tomorrow.
No doubt.
But the way they lost this game, to have the lead the entire way and 5-2 and, you know, going into the bottom of the eighth and Bellinger's three-run homer, that's going to be one of the big blows. Just like last year's. Last year's big blow was Will Smith because they were down in game five.
You're absolutely right.
And he turned that around, and then the Dodgers didn't look back. Luke Jackson, who gave up the home run, is still staring out at center field from the dugout.
He's been their best bullpen guy all season long. He's got like a 1-point-something ERA.
Yeah.
He also gave up those two runs in last game that gave the Dodgers the lead. So his confidence is shaken is pretty much right now. All right, we got to get to this AL West pick'em. And then we're going to get into this quick conversation about Ben Simmons and his sabotaging ways.
What do you got, Scrib?
All right, the AL West division winners. Tony, you and Chris picked the Angels as the division winners.
Oh, my goodness. That's worse.
I was drinking the Kool-Aid. This was fresh off of me getting back from spring training.
Yes, yes.
I was drinking the Kool-Aid after watching them play a couple times.
We didn't know that Mike Trout was going to be out for the whole year, but I don't say I did nothing to excuse that pathetic pick.
I picked the A's. I picked the A's, so it wasn't any better.
Not much better.
Last place team, we all picked the Rangers, and we all
got
it correct.
I thought you were going to say Mariners, because the Mariners figured to be kind of near the cellar as well.
No, we'll hear from them.
Scraby has one
though.
Of the best picks in this sequence, and also one of the worst picks
in this whole thing. Division MVP, Tony, you chose Anthony Rendon.
Not so much.
Chris, you chose Mike Trout.
That's a good guess, but
that's fair guess. Yeah. I mean, he wins it every other year.
I chose Shohei Ohtani, baby.
Hey, good one, Scraby.
There is Scraby's great pick.
Here comes the bad one.
Great pick by you.
Best newcomer, Tony said Jose Quintana.
Terrible pick.
He
ended up on the Giants and then got released.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was
incredible the kind of power we have with our picks.
Chris, you chose Enrique Iglesias.
He ended up in Boston.
I'm just kidding. I don't even know.
Rafael Iglesias, the closer for the Angels,
had a really good season for them. Yeah, he pitched great.
No, hey, I'll take a little credit for it, but I don't think he wins the award.
And here's the worst pick of the picks.
Yes.
For my best newcomer, I chose Trevor Rosenthal, who didn't even pitch a pitch this year.
Who was he with?
The A's
signed him in the offseason.
Oh, he went out early.
Blew out his arm.
I don't even know
now.
That he pitched a regular season game. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know. The best newcomer in that whole division might have been our boy Tri France.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Although I don't know that he qualifies because he was there at the end of last year. Yeah.
Division Cy Young, Tony Hewitt with Justice Sheffield.
No good.
Who?
No good. I know.
Who's he with?
He's with the Mariners.
Is he Gary Sheffield's son?
No. Okay. No.
Justice Sheffield. Did you just see him pitching spring one day and were enamored?
He had a good year. I think he ended up getting shut down for he was injured. But
God, almost everybody we picked
Luzardo
got shut down.
Ended up with the Marlins. He got traded.
Is that who I picked?
That's who you picked. Yeah, and then Scraby went with Marco Gonzalez, who ended up hurt, I think, for a large part of the year.
Yeah, he wasn't very good at all. He wasn't very good. I'm looking at Justice Sheffield.
I did get this last one right, though.
The last one. Surprise team. So did I. Tony and I both picked the Mariners. And, Chris, you picked the team you picked to win the division, the Angels.
Well, that would have been a surprise.
I guess Chris's pick actually makes more sense, right? He picked them to win the division.
That would have been a surprise.
And he would have picked them to win a surprise.
Yeah. So that was my worst.
You know, it's
division.
Not even that.
How
we,
did we have no Houston Astro anything in there?
Not even mentioned. they weren't even in the division.
I remember this. I thought we were thinking that it was going to be a tough year on them because fans were back allowed in the stadium
for
the first time.
Yeah, boy, did we miss the mark on that.
Yeah, we did.
I honestly can't believe. I mean, it's one thing to miss the picks. It's another thing to pick guys that are out for the year or traded to the National League. I mean, we're not even in the same ballpark.
No.
Pathetic. All right, I'm gonna focus on that a little more next year because that's terrible.
Let's get into this Ben Simmons situation out in Philadelphia. Now, it felt weird the moment he walked into the building after saying he wasn't going to play another quarter minute for this ball club.
Yeah.
And apparently, during...
Are you bored by this conversation?
Keeping me up. Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
it's been a long day, I guess. Jeez.
Apparently, today he was kicked out of practice by Doc Rivers.
You fired.
Apparently, since he's shown up, he has been kind of basically half participating in practice. He's kind of been off on his own.
Bit of a handful to deal with.
And you can kind of see this coming. He went from, I'm not showing up to play another minute and getting fined all kinds of money to showing up. And then they were like, we're not sure if he's going to play. Well, you know, when I start to hear that kind of stuff, I start to think, you know, he's there solely for the purpose so that he won't get fined. And he can make his loot while being there at practice and not actually doing anything. So today it seemed like it came to a head. He was asked to participate in a defensive drill. He refused. Doc Rivers then kicked him out of practice. And it just seems like my man Joel Embiid has had enough. And he was asked about it after the game. Now, remember, Joel already kind of gave you his feelings a couple weeks ago when the kind of back and forth went on. They wanted to have a meeting with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons wouldn't meet. We heard from Joel at that point. He was basically signaled that he was getting kind of fed up with it. Here's what he had to say after practice today.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job. You know, that's those guys' job. You know, I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, you know, play hard every night, try to lead, you know, the guys that we have here.
Well, there you have it.
Kudos to Joel Embiid. Way to go, Joel.
I don't care about that guy at all.
Perfect.
Can you blame him, though?
No.
I mean, he's got to answer questions about a guy who's not even showing up or participating when he is showing up. For whatever his reasons are, it does seem a bit unprofessional. And Joel has just had enough. He basically said it's not his job to babysit anymore. And he's right. His job is to help the guys that are there win as many ball games, go show up, play hard. Do what you love to do. And he shouldn't have to be the one answering for what Ben Simmons is going through on his side of things.
You know what bothers me the most is that there's a team out there that is still somehow dying to have Ben Simmons on their roster.
Right.
And I mean, I'm all for giving guys a second chance, you know, when they make mistakes and things off the court, et cetera. But guys that have the attitude Ben Simmons have, really tough for me to root for. I mean, a guy that, you know, basically everybody knows he needs to work on his shooting. This isn't critique from, I mean, Scraby and I know he has to work on his shooting. So certainly he must be aware of it. And to basically walk away and, you know, not participate in anything and, you know, basically say everybody can go kiss my behind and then, you know, hold out of camp. That's fine, too, because guys do hold out from time to time. They got to try to get their money, but then to show up and have this kind of attitude and affect the entire team, I just don't get it. So, but guaranteed, somebody will just raise their hand and scrape the ceiling and say, please send us Ben Simmons now.
All it takes is for these teams, one team.
Yeah.
One team to be like, you know what?
We can turn him around.
No, not even that we're going to turn around. I'm saying it for a team like Philadelphia to just be like, you know what? We'll suffer whatever consequences come with not trading you and just keeping you off the court. I would challenge these guys to see if they
would be an interesting outcome, Tony, if the 76ers just kept him out.
Why not?
Refuse to trade him.
You do not have to, especially if the demands that you're asking for and you feel like would be a fair trade aren't being met.
Weren't they asking for, like,
they're asking for a boat,
an entire roster of players for him? Maybe they're just doing that because they have no intention of actually trading him, and they know no one's going to give that to them.
I think there's an element
to that.
Could
be part of it.
We have yet to see a team go full out and do it. We have yet to. They eventually fold and get close to what they want. In some cases, they got everything they want. But I think the more that happens, the more the teams on the receiving end are going to be reluctant to keep giving up all of these picks, all of these players that may have potential. I just don't know that you're going to continue to keep seeing
it. It's hard to give up a lot of potential for a big, fat question mark.
Right.
And Ben Simmons, really, at this point, is no better than that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, we got our Dennis Lynn interview for you guys. But before we do that, we're going to have a chance to play some Chris Broussard for you. He had a big mess up this morning. It was quite hilarious. We think you'll enjoy. Quinn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
6:39 the time. Getting set to close things out on Gwen and Chris for a Tuesday. Of course, if you're just tuning in on your way home, don't want to hear the Dodgers score. Avert your ears for a second. Okay. Cody Bellinger's homer ties it in the bottom of the eighth. Mookie Betts' RBI double wins it in the bottom of the eighth. 6-5, Dodgers come back to deal the Braves a huge blow. You could just tell by the way the Braves reacted when this one was over. Series is now 2-1 in favor of Atlanta. Speaking of 2-1, that is the score by which the Red Sox lead the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS. They're in the top of the fourth inning. Alex Bregman homered in the top of the first for Houston. Xander Bogaerts, a two-run homer in the bottom of the first for hot-hitting Boston. All right, Tony, you want to pick this Chris Broussard thing up here?
Yeah, Scraby caught this earlier today. By the way, this hour of 97.3 Fan is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturday for Smart Investing. Show starts at 8 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan. Brent and Chase Woolsey call in for investing advice. And if you missed the show, listen to the Smart Investing podcast for the latest and greatest investing news and tips. Smart Investing, 8 a.m. Saturday on 97.3 The Fan. Chris Broussard, who is one of the basketball
gurus, I'd say.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the basketball gurus.
Yeah.
He's, I believe, with Fox.
A football guru.
Not a football guru, however. And that was on full display this morning as he went out. And
here's the prompt.
The
prompt is, what did you make of Sean McDermott's decision to go for it on 4th-and-1, the Bills head coach? And
here's what Chris had to say.
Happened on the play. Yes, Josh Allen Smith or Josh Allen slipped. But it got blown up on the left side because of the pressure of Tennessee. I wonder why. Could it be because Buffalo's Pro Bowl left tackle, Taylor Lewan, was injured? If he's there, maybe that doesn't happen, but he's out. So you got a second stringer that Josh Allen's trying to go behind, and you see he got destroyed. Dawkins, whoever that is. All right, so that's the problem. You're not good in the red zone.
Well, the problem with...
What was the problem with that, Tony? What was the problem with that? It sounded very convincing.
I was into
Luan is on the other team.
Oh.
That's the problem.
Oh, that's the problem.
And his brain was trying to cut in and tell him that. And he, as you say, he started to say Titans, but he corrected him. He miscorrected himself.
Miscorrected himself. I mean, Buffalo, all-pro tackle.
His whole take is based on a guy who's on the wrong team.
Yeah.
Wait. Do you know the first thing I can think of is when you're on live TV... And that happens. If you're like one of the other people on the set,
yes, you really, tough to you, correct
yeah, you
him
because
you don't want to make him look horrible.
Right. It's like, do you step out and correct him and make him look bad then? Or do you let him catch the raft on Twitter?
You just let him keep going down the wrong road.
I would much rather you guys jump in and tell me.
I think moving forward, that might be the move. If your partner is well out of bounds and you know the ramifications of if you're letting it ride and not correcting it could be more flammable than you jumping in, I think more people are going to jump in.
Yeah, but in that one, it's a tough one because the problem with Chris Broussard's thing, not only had the wrong team, but Tyler Lewan was carted off the field on a stretcher, on the minivan or whatever they call it.
So that's the one time everybody knows who the offensive lineman is.
I mean, so that's the only reason. Yeah, right. We all knew that Tyler Lewan played for Tennessee.
Taylor.
See, I don't even know. But at least I didn't say he played on Buffalo.
That's true.
But you got the right team.
The best part of this whole
thing. Oh, yes. Let's not – forgot to get to that. So, of course, the opponents of that particular show on ESPN, they caught wind of this, and Ryan Clark went an all-out savagery on Mr. Chris Broussard here.
I believe in the Buffalo Bills. I believe we can make this kick. I believe that we can win. Now, if you listen to a lot of the experts that have spoken today, many people will say Taylor Lewan's injury had a lot to do with the fact that they weren't able to.
You are.
They wouldn't even let him finish. No. They stopped him because they were
they
like,
they should let him keep going.
They felt bad. They didn't want him
Marcus
to keep going.
Marcus Spears is like, keep going. Here we go.
You are the GOAT is what he called him. So we thought you guys would have a good laugh at it. Now, If you missed our earlier
The one
interview,
thing I will just quickly say about that is we should be careful making fun of anybody for making a slip up on the air. Though,
well, we're
the kings of it on this show.
Yeah, we make fun of ourselves.
We only laugh because we care.
We make fun of ourselves.
Yes,
so, you know, when you open yourself up, if you don't take yourself too seriously.
No,
it's really not that big a deal. All right. Dennis Lynn earlier from The Athletic joined us. Before we get to that, here's some traffic. Dennis, you've been The Athletic and yourself and a few of your colleagues have been at the heart of a lot of information that has come out in San Diego and with this Padre ball club. And now they're in a search for a manager. And Aaron Boone comes off the list today. It seems as though Mike Schilt would get an interview. But there has been at least one report saying that Ron Washington, at this point right now, won't be given an interview. Are you hearing the same thing? And if so, why is that, do you think?
Yeah, I am hearing the same thing. And this isn't just a matter of waiting until the Braves are done with their postseason. Doesn't seem like he's going to be, at this point at least, considered this time around, which I know probably strikes a lot of people as weird, seeing as how he was the other finalist, or I guess you'd call him runner-up last time to Jace Tingler. But, yeah, the reasons why the Padres are being pretty tight-lipped, as you might imagine, with everything these days, but, you know, especially with a manager search and Ron Washington, maybe in the past 2 years, something's changed for the Padres that they feel like they want to go in a different direction just as they did with Jace Tingler and Ron Washington 2 years ago. But it's not entirely clear right now why they might not be considering him this time. But I think just generally speaking, there's a feeling, I think, from coming out from outside Cutco Park that A.J. Preller wants what San Francisco and L.A. have in their managers. And not necessarily a young guy. Doesn't have to be a young guy, but just the word you hear is total alignment with the front office. And, you know, for better or worse, that's what he's after. So I think just looking at it right now, and again, it's really hard to know exactly what they're thinking because they're not saying, but I think I would lean toward maybe not one of the older veteran managers that you're hearing bandied out about there. But I think we're still early in the interview process. I don't even know if formal interviews even happen. So, you know, things can change quickly. But that's just kind of the feeling that I get right now.
Dennis, you kind of touched on it. I mean, if they want total alignment with the front office, that would seem to really make it difficult for somebody like a Bochy or a Buck Showalter to accept this position. But let me ask you, as far as the controlling nature of things, is the word on the street that A.J. Preller is the kind of guy that really doesn't want to sacrifice any kind of control over what's going on the field? And if so, is that serving him well? I mean, maybe it's best to have an opposing voice once in a while, you know, who doesn't necessarily agree with everything the way things are being run.
Yeah, that's I guess that'd be new territory, right, for A.J. Preller and the Padres if they, after Andy Green and Jace Tingler, they went in a totally different direction with a very, very strong voice, with a guy who comes in with immediate cachet and really strong opinions. And not to say that, you know, Jace and Andy didn't have it, actually, you know, toward the end especially. Even in 2018, I think, there, you know, more disagreements, you know, started between Andy and A.J., and maybe part of that was because they didn't know each other coming into the process, that didn't have a prior relationship. But I think if you're looking at a, you know, Bochy or a Buck Showalter, even going back to Ron Washington, those are guys who are going to come in with really strong opinions, really strong convictions on the way things should be done. And I don't think it's out of the question that some of those guys, a couple of those guys, might get an interview, especially Bochy. I would think he might at least get an interview. But I think, this is just the way things have really shifted, including not only with the Padres, but with A.J. Preller. But the front office has a lot of say in what's going on. Not necessarily always over, like, lineup decisions or, you know, minute things, but just general philosophies. And you saw what happened with Mike Schilt in St. Louis. I mean, we don't know the exact reasons. We've heard some of the reasons, but he's a guy who's going to come in. But at the same time, I think, you know, he might be a long shot as well, even if he does interview, which I do expect, to maybe get on entirely the same page as A.J. Preller. And maybe he does need a different voice coming in. But, you know, he's the one running the show, and it's not just unique to San Diego, where the GM wants pretty much control over all aspects of the organization.
Dennis Lynn, with The Athletic, joins us here on Gwen and Chris on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Dennis, we've focused a lot, and I'm sure we'll have a few more questions about it before we get out of here. But how about in terms of the roster? We saw how there was a, at least on outwardly, seemed like there it affected this ball club when, you know, some of the rumors that got out about this team, and it kind of surfaced to the forefront. Do the Padres make, is there any big roster shakeups you think coming?
Well, if you look at their contract situation right now, they have, I think, the most money in majors committed for 2022. So just looking at that, it's going to be hard to move some of these contracts. They do, in fact, want to move them. I mean, Eric Hosmer, Will Myers come to mind. We'll see what the landscape looks like, I think, in a couple months here, assuming they do reach a new CBA. So everyone's waiting on that and waiting to see what the rules are going to be. But I think they're pretty much locked in as far as the core of the team. You know, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, Jay Cronenworth. You can maybe throw Trent Grisham in there, although he had a Padres standards and probably Trent Grisham standards, slightly disappointing year. But yeah, they have a lot of money on the books, so it's going to be a big question of how much flexibility that Peter Seidler is going to give AJ Preller after they're projected to finish in the luxury tax this year, and who knows what the new luxury tax threshold is going to be under the new CBA. So that's a really important question, but I don't see a huge roster shakeup. I can see them, you know, adding some pieces and definitely starting pitching and a power hitter. We'll see again with the rules being uncertain whether there's going to be a universal DH. I think most people are expecting there's going to be, but there's a lot of questions that need to be answered roster-wise, probably maybe even more so than who's going to be managing. But I think you can't discount how important this hire is for AJ Preller, because you saw the talent that the Padres had this past year and 2020, and just who was managing and how that kind of crumbled toward the end, and how that also crumbled in 2019 with Andy Green, although that was a much less talented roster. But you know, there's definitely talent here to work with. It's just like AJ Preller said, a matter of getting on the same page, getting everybody on the same page, and I think you'll see different results if they can achieve that.
Dennis Lynn of The Athletic is with us talking some Padres baseball here as the postseason carries on without the Padres, unfortunately. Dennis, you mentioned Peter Seidler, and I guess the most direct way to ask this is A.J. Preller general managing for his job in the upcoming season? We know his contract situation extended and et cetera, but can the Padres carry on with A.J. Preller if there's no success on the field again, especially with a third manager?
Well, I think that answer is going to become much more clear when we get to that point, or when we cross that bridge, say in 2022, they don't make the playoffs. I know Peter Seidler's already come out kind of downplayed, you know, this isn't a make or break year for A.J. I believe strongly in him, you know, Peter speaking, as I ever have. And I think, you know, to a certain extent, he does believe that. You hear that, you know, AJ Preller does have the authority to make this third managerial hire. So that's not necessarily, I guess, the average way most teams are run. But, you know, Peter Seidler really has faith in AJ Preller to turn this around. And they've invested so much under Peter and Ron Fowler and AJ Preller that I think, you know, they're kind of reluctant to, you know, shake things up in that way by maybe ousting a GM in a year. But it's also going to depend, of course, on what happens in 2022. But for now, I think, I would tend to believe Peter Seidler when he says AJ Preller's job is as safe as any GM's out there. And I think, you know, some people might look at that and think, that's kind of weird given how much money they poured into this thing and how few results they've had in a full season. So that's really interesting dynamic, I think, you know, for the next manager to come in and navigate whether it's going to be a super secure job. But I think, you know, given what Peter Seidler has said and how he's backed up his words with action in terms of investing and giving AJ Preller a lot of latitude, I think, maybe 2022 won't be as much of a make or break year as we think. But again, I think you have to see how the results play out and go from there.
There he is, Dennis Lynn on the from The Athletic, talking Padres. If you want to hear all of that interview, there's a little bit more to it. You can always catch it on our webpage at 973thefansd.com or download that Odyssey app and check it out. AUDACY. All right, that's going to wrap up four big, long, fun hours for us. Boston still leads Houston 2-1 going to the top of the fifth ALCS. Dodgers and Braves, it's now a series. Game four is tomorrow. Tony's already home because he's got to see the Lakers tip off against the Warriors.
Not quite.
No, you're not home. But you'll be home shortly. Don't text him the score in the first quarter on his way home. He won't appreciate
that. Be a good person.
Yes. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Full 4 hours then. For Scraby, for Tony, I'm Chris. Have a great one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.